chanting they always like.
When we don't explain to them too much the meaning of that chanting, they like the music. But when we start to explain the meaning, then they're a little bit suspicious because they don't tolerate other type of religion.
No, why? Let them chant and take prasad.
Yeah.
This preaching, that's all. Later on, when they're a little advanced, then talk of philosophy. Otherwise, there is no need of philosophy. If there, some of them educated, they can read the books voluntarily. But general process is anywhere, any part of the world, you simply give them chance of chanting and take prasad. That will be good.
Is it possible to see
Because I went to some universities, they have big, big universities in Cairo and in every place in North Africa. Because now they try to be educated. The white African, they have some intelligence to understand, to a certain extent, philosophy. Because when I was talking about the Bhagavad Gita, when I showed the table of contents, they more or less agreed to take interest in it because they didn't see anything specific about another religion, another god. They were seeing the titles like confidential knowledge, transcendental knowledge, karma yoga, jnana yoga. They're very interested about knowing these things.
That's the first meaning. Let them come. Let them sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and take them. In Iran, we are doing that. Really becoming interested. You are doing in our
Iran. Yeah. I went there also sometime, long time ago. But Iran is a different concept. They're not so strict about following the Quran. For example, these Arabic countries like Algeria, Libya, and Egypt, and Tunisia, they don't recognize Iran like being part of them. Iran and Turkey, they think, and Afghanistan, they think it's another Muslim world. For example, in Iran, there is much more Sufis. It's different. But in these Arabic countries like Egypt, they're really conservative. They're very strict.
Conservative, fanatical.
Fanatical, yeah, that's the word. So my idea when I went there, because I have an Arabic boy who is translating, so I have one Sri Upanishad completely translated into Arabic, which can be printed. But it's a very specific work. So my idea was to print something like more like topmost of yoga system for a first try, or easy journey to other planet for a first try to like approach, because Sri Upanishad is too specific for them.
Specific and little step.
So I have one boy in Paris who is translating for me. He's coming regularly to the temple, he chants, and he's coming every Sunday or sometimes three or four times a week.
Some Arabian boy translator.
Yeah.
People do not know. So we are preaching for that. It is fortunate that you accept God, you know God. So, in this way. Actually, that is a fact. Mostly, 80% of the population, they are atheists. The Muslims, they are not atheists.
No. They follow the Quran.
Oh, yeah.
They follow very strictly the laws of Quran. Even their whole social structure is based on Quran.
That is here in India also.
But they're also killing the animals.
They are Quran. That is what can they do. They are habituated in Arabia. There is food.
Yeah. There is desert most of the time.
So therefore they are allowed. Question is, jiva jivastra jiva. One living entity
is the food of another.
So when you have got less important life, why should it be more important? It's like Krishna says, Kisi Goraksha, protecting the cows, because it's very important. He doesn't say goat rakha or lamb rakha. So those who want to eat meat, they can eat some unimportant animal. But don't touch cow. It's very important.
They mostly eat goats, chicken.
In India, cow place is strictly for. But it doesn't mean that they are vegetarian. They eat fish and goat, lamb, sometimes buffalo, but not to carry cow. From economic point of view, from vitamin point of view, cow should be given. Especially from the milk of cow, we can prepare so many nice.
I spoke with Nanda Kumar Maharaj about his maybe staying here, and he likes the idea.
So, they will be good company. How the Egyptian people are.
They're really nationalistic type of persons.
That is everywhere.
But I never noticed like this anywhere else. And they're really attached to family life even more than in India.
Achha.
Oh, yes.
They have got nice family.
Oh, yes. They have nice family and they have many children. And they really, and the man is working and the woman stay home and prepare the food, taking care. Yes, it's exactly like in India. But their family attachment is so strong that it's very difficult. It will be very difficult to have devotees out of them.
Why do you dissuade them from family life?
No, I'm not doing
it.
Not
at all.
Oh, no.
Let them remain family life.
Oh, yes.
Let understand, you know, what is Krishna consciousness. We never condemn family life. Chant Hari, anyway.
Oh, yes.
That's all.
But that will be very difficult for them to become devotees. Instead, they went to the Western countries and become devotees there. But otherwise, in their own country, will be very difficult for them.
Let us invite them, whole family, let them come, take prasad, chant.
Yeah, that I did.
That's all.
I was living with one old family. Sometimes I cook prasadam for them, and they like it very much. They like us as a person.
Simply follow this. Give them prasadam. And let them chant. That is preaching. And if they are educated, let them read books. Then gradually he will automatically come.
Sheikh, yeah. And they say that when the Sheikh is teaching them the spiritual understanding from Quran, they can have, is like the link between God and themselves, and they can have direct contact with God from inside. So, and they say what Muhammad said, that was no prophet after him. So they're always asking from which prophet we are following. So one day I told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he accepted more or less, because I explained to this person, he was a professor in Cairo University. And he was a Sufist himself, so he was much more open than the regular Muslim. And I explained to him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, so according to the time and circumstances, to preach love of God. And he understood it, but he just didn't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, then it's very nice, I can try to take knowledge of your philosophy. And he took the guitar, he has the guitar with him. So whenever I come back, he tell me, I always can go and give some discourses in the university in his class. So did I gave some discourses in universities, but sometimes I had to go to use some tricks. Like, for example, once I gave a discourse in psychology department, explaining to them how the yoga system can bring you to different set of consciousness. And when I hand to Krishna consciousness, they were a little bit wondering what it is. Because, unfortunately, due to their political situation, always in war with Israel and all these things, they're a little bit
Still what going on?
Yes.
In the dictionary, it is clearly stated, God, the Supreme Being. So He is a being, a Supreme. And what are the signs of supremacy? One must be very rich, very famous, very strong, very learned, this way and other. So, God means one who is in possession of all the reputation, all the beauty. That is God. On this point, this one. Now, who is God? That is doing how?
Yes,
that's well, this is the position. Try to convince.
Because they are convinced already about this through the Quran. They already accept God is one and is possessing all fame, all beauty. And but they say the only point is that He cannot come down to the earth because the earth is a planet of sins.
That is your not perfect conception. If He is almighty and He is all powerful, why you restrict Him?
They say, no, He's not restricted, but when He has to reveal Himself, He reveals to the Prophet. That's the reason why Muhammad received the instruction from God.
That's all right. But you cannot say that He does not come to God, showing mercy to the Prophet. He may come if He likes. That is, He said, Pritrana Sadhana, one who is actually devoted to Prophet, is always anxious to see the Master. So in order to favor them, Master comes.
In the story of Quran, they say Muhammad once asked to see God, and God's answer was, you're not able to see me.
That's all right. At least he could hear him.
Yes.
So that's all right. Not that necessarily one has to see him, but he can hear him. Now he accepts that Muhammad heard him. So God can speak.
Yes.
So you can hear. So what is that? If somebody can hear him, somebody can see him. You cannot deny. Because they are all senses. To hear God means with my senses, we appreciate him. Similarly, eyes also are of the senses. So if somebody sees him, where is the objection? If somebody can hear him, where is the objection if somebody can see him? Reasonably, there is no objection. In this way. So, God is omnipotent. If some of his prophet, devotee, wants to hear him, he can do that. If he wants to see him, he can do that.
But they think the prophet is an ordinary man who received the mercy from the Lord.
Yes, without being mercy by God, how one can become prophet? Then he is ordinary man.
But they say he was an ordinary man like us. He was an ordinary man like us, up to the time that God revealed himself to him.
Muhammad has heard God, his prophet. So whatever he is speaking about his experience, you are accepting. Similarly, if somebody has seen him, if he says that God is like this,
yes,
why you should not accept?
Yeah.
In this way, talk. God can be seen, as God can be heard. You cannot say that God can be seen, cannot be seen. Why?
No, what they say is that He Himself doesn't come down here. He can be seen, but He doesn't come down. And that's their point.
He doesn't come down. He's already there. He does not come down. It's like the sun. The sun does not come down before me, but you can see Him.
Yes.
In this, I give them an example. Sun doesn't require to come down, but sun is so bright and so prominent that you can see. Similarly, God doesn't require to come down. He's already present. Simply, we have to make our eyes to see Him. premanyana churika vaku ilo. When one is competent enough by developing his love for God, he can see already. God is visible, God is everywhere. Annantarasang parmanu chayantarasang ishara sarabhutana vriddhesa arjuna pushtati. He is everywhere. So there is no difficulty to see, but simply one has to possess such purified eyes to see. Otherwise, he can be seen anywhere. He can be seen within the atom, andantarastam, paramanuchayam. That is God. He is present everywhere. But we must have the purified eyes to see. We must have the purified ears to hear Him.
So in order to purify their vision, chanting and prasadam will be sufficient.
Yes.
We should not talk about following rules and things like this.
If you talk, then you can talk reasonably.
Yes.
If God can be heard, God can be seen us. God can be touched us. To a different prophet.
Only to the very determined and serious person we can ask them to give up meat eating and things like this in these kind of countries?
No. Don't say about it.
No.
You can say indirectly that God is the father of all living entities. He is the supreme father. God does not like that the weaker living entity should be killed for the satisfaction of the stronger. But when there is no alternative, then the stronger animal can take. Because even one takes vegetables, that is also eating another animal, another living being. Therefore, human being must use discretion. If I can live in this way, why shall I kill one important animal? That is human intelligence. In this way you have to. Besides that, according to our Bhagavad Gita, God says, give me patram pushpam phalam se. He never says, give me meat, give me it. So we are devotees to Krishna. We give him these vegetables, milk, and so many nice things. And take prasad. In this way, don't quarrel with in the beginning.
No, I never did, anyway.
The philosophy is the jiva jiva sa jivanam. That does not mean I can eat my son.
No.
There is discrimination. So here is an important animal, cow, who gives us milk, who drinks milk. So it is not good. But if there is no other way, we have to start, then what can we do?
For example, for that boy who is chanting now in Egypt, he has his beads, but his chanting is effective even though he's still eating meat sometimes with his family, or?
So, let him chant gradually again.
Because I told him you should continue your study, your school, otherwise your parents will be agitated and just do whatever you we are usually doing, but just chant and read because he has our books.
That is the beginning of our life.
Because I found in these universities, the educated persons, they're very interested about philosophy coming from India.
They are more interested. So handle them with little care.
Yeah, it has to be handled with very much care, actually. But I went with Dottie even, and they were not so
happy.
Surprised. No, they were not so surprised. They were wondering, how can I wear such a dress? So, but the difficulty is that they immediately associate with the idea of that I was a religious man, being in such a dress.
Yes. Because in Mohammedan country also, there is this.
Yes.
They are called peace.
Yeah. They have these big robes. When they go to the mosque, they put on the robes. In Cairo, there is 10,000 mosques. It's incredible. 10,000 mosques.
Really?
Yeah, and they're calling for the prayer 5 times a day. And they give up immediately whatever they are doing. I saw myself in barber shop. One barber, he was getting...
To present your case. Comparison, if we impartially make comparison, there is no knowledge of God in the world.
Yeah.
They're all bogus. Yeah. Yeah. You cannot say that. But they actually get it. What do they know about God? That's simply a fake idea. So what is even the compass? Then you have to give your judgment. It's all bogus.
Yes.
That they will not like to hear. But actually, what compass? What do they know about God? Simply they have got some idea. Christianity, Mohammedanism, everyone. Even Hinduism, they do not know. Therefore they worship so many demigods. And ultimately they make Nirakar. Nobody knows God. This is the perhaps first time in the history of the world that we are present. Here is God. Here is nobody present. Neither they know it. That's a fact. In India, Mahavadi, they have no idea. Niraka. What is this nonsense, Niraka? Things are going on. Imagine, you can accept anyone as God. This is going on in India, Hindu religion. They do not know that here is Krishna. Only few Vaishnavas they know, but he knows. Manushana, nobody knows. That is the defect. They do not know God, they do not know what God wants. So where is religion? There is no religion. Bogus. Cheating. They do not know about God, and they do not know what God wants, then where is religion? All bogus. They have created something. Monodharma, mental control. Otherwise, how they can kill anyone? All other religions are killing. What is the name of it? God, they say, Supreme Father, and the animal has, he is not son. The word from the animal came. If God is Supreme Father, then he is not father of the animal.
He is father of everyone.
And Krishna says, Sarvajonesu, in all forms of life, they are mine. I am the Supreme Father. This is God. He does not say that only Hindus, only Indians, or only the human being are my son. No. He says, Sarvajavani is come to. Krishna is loving the cup and also loving the gopis. That is God. We have to study intelligence. Why God should make discrimination? He's taking care of the cows. He's taking care of the trees, he's taking care of the fruits, flowers, everything. That is God. And everyone is loving him. The cups, the cows, even the tree, giving fruit, flower. Here is Krishna.
I put the books back. I gave them some other books. They had some Bhagavatam.
Then we have to say that we have no idea. Then they offend. Better not to say. We know it.
Just introduce it as it is. Just introduce as it is.
Let us, with logic, philosophy, talk. There is no conception of God throughout the whole world. Bad idea.
Yeah, because in the description of Quran, what they think about spiritual world is like heavenly planets. It's all the opposite of what they experience now. Now they're living in a desert, so they think when we are going to get liberation, we'll be full of water and beautiful women giving you honey. You don't have to work. This is there. This is described in Quran.
And that is heaven.
Yeah, it's heaven.
But they don't think that there is eternal life.
Yeah. They think that eternal life is going on there.
That is okay.
If they perform their duty nicely here, that means work, keep a family, and do the prayers 5 times a day nicely, following the Quran, they will go there after.
That is also. Urdanga chanti sat pasva. That is stating in the word.
I think you mentioned last year when we were in Mayapur that you dreamt once about a planet where pious Mohammedans go. You were telling Tamal Krishna and myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wonder.